The Maroon and White Pod, brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
Well, how's my friend?
Hi, everyone, and welcome. I think it's to week 8 of the Maroon and White. And
are we 8 weeks?
Yeah, 8 weeks.
Or eight sessions.
Well, I suppose 8 sessions more, so we're 8 episodes. And so far, so good.
Well, it's good that we let the technical team back.
The technical team are back. They logged us in at about 4:30 this evening.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure. But of course, they're gone. But they did bring us the coffees.
Yeah. All right? Well, at least you drink it. I don't. Yeah.
But, how's the week been?
A busy week. Mm-hmm. Sure, everything goes so fast. And I suppose it's a great week in that it's a Women in Sport week.
Absolutely. And something to celebrate. And
yeah,
to
for sure. It was disappointing, though, that the junior final didn't get played, obviously.
Yeah, well, with colleges, again, with the roundup, none of the colleges games went ahead last weekend, IFA. Obviously, with the wind and the rain and the bit of snow that they had in the middle of the country, the junior A, B, C and D finals were cancelled. Yeah, although I was down at the junior C final in the Dome. Fantastic facilities down the Dome. Big shout out there to John Prenti.
Oh, Prenti, yeah, how are you?
My friend. And I Kurt. Hope you're listening. And Kurt and all the
and
guys.
Danny.
And
Cahill
and all the gang.
And
all the gang that have been so good to myself and Aoife and to the school's Camogie. So I told John to subscribe. So hopefully he's all the lads down there.
If he hasn't subscribed.
Oh, yeah. He's in trouble. But back to the Junior A, you know, it's a massive achievement, I suppose, for St. Pat's and Mahara and No Loretta College this year in the Junior A. So Mahara are
no harm for change.
Well, I suppose it's nice of a new name. There's going to be a new name of the cup this year.
Yeah.
Either our Ballincollig in Cork and Loretta. Rayfields back in it again. I promised last week that I wouldn't mention the word Rayfields.
I can't wait to have.
But.
Yeah, but when we have our special guest tonight, Siobhan Keller. She actually was captain of Rayfields senior team.
I know. It's great that we've all these special guests. They're all famous people that
from Rayfields.
But so Rayfields are back in it again next Wednesday, the 13th, and time and venue to be confirmed. That could probably go up on Go Away tomorrow.
I suppose, it's great that it's going to go ahead, but it's a tiny bit disappointing. No, actually, do you know what? The gods were with Rayfields, really, because the lads were playing
absolutely
on the same day,
yeah,
which was actually, do you know what?
It worked out for the best, really.
Yeah,
with the boys, it's 1995 since the lads were in, well, not 2005, but 1995 since the lads won an All-Ireland Senior A. And that's the serious, I suppose, accolade of hurling in the school.
Yeah.
And there's a massive buzz.
Top cup around
Rayfields at the moment. So
what are you eating or what are you doing lately?
I suppose we're keeping it very simple, Aoife.
It's
a simple game.
So, moving fast,
which is why we're on this topic tonight. But just a big shout out to Francis Ford, Ronan Hardiman, and all the boys there and the lads in St. Rayfields on a wonderful work that year.
And Saturday the 16th in
Cork Park, 1 o'clock.
Be great spectacle.
Against the Kingpins, I suppose, the colleges hurling.
Gort Community School. St. Kieran's of Kilkenny. That'll be a cracker.
Well, I hope to be. And look at Rayfields are going in as underdogs.
That's the way, isn't you better off? Yeah,
exactly. And look at, for those boys that might never play county, isn't it a great opportunity for them to walk out
and
embrace it, lads, and enjoy it.
And their families.
Because it doesn't come around very often.
No,
yeah,
for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely. But look, back to all things Camogie.
And women in sport, yeah.
When myself and Aoife were talking this week about guests, and we said, you know, I suppose the most important thing with the game is the fundamentals. And
that's for sure.
We as coaches try and instill that with the nursery program, the ABCs and the RJKs. And, you know, nothing has been more important now than the player pathway. And I suppose incorporating athletic development into that. And I'm sure other clubs are doing it. It's definitely one that's happening in Ballindurin. And sure, look, it'll be a fantastic setup there with South Galway Athletics. And
for sure,
Siobhan, our guest tonight, is very much to the fore.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of that.
Yeah,
exactly. So what we'd probably be
asking her is how it complements the sport. And I know that, like, Siobhan will tell us anyway, but I know that from down through the years, Siobhan was always an avid athlete. And,
absolutely. I remember playing with Siobhan, and it went in tandem with
her Camogie. So that's what we're going to ask her tonight. You know, people, we throw around this word S and C all the time, and it's kind of like nobody really knows what they're talking about.
No.
But S and C for the junior kids is ABCs, agility, balance, coordination, and just the fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
And a scary statistic or like fact is that 1 in 5 children of national school age cannot run properly. And that's scary. So we're trying to teach them how to hurl, but yet they can't run. So is it any wonder they can't swing a hurl when they can't run? Yeah. And that's not their fault, or is it? I don't know. We have to look at, but maybe Siobhan might have an answer.
Well, she might have an
answer. It's an easy question. She might have an answer.
And again, before we speak to Siobhan, when we talk about coaching the skill, you know, you look at the hands, the hurl, and the feet.
Yeah.
So you think of the hands.
Or the four H's.
Or the four H's. The hoof.
The hoof, yeah.
Yeah, the hoof, exactly. But again, so important. And, you know, I remember questioning a crowd at a course we were on. Remember we were talking about the ABCs?
Yes.
And they knew the A, they knew the B, they knew the C, but they didn't know the S.
Oh no.
And I was saying, what's the S? And these were experts, and they and I said, what about speed? And I said, everything at speed and match tempo. And when you have that coordination within the body, just
you have the basics. Do you ever know as well when you're playing like a football club or a dual club?
Yeah.
Because they're so physically fit. And it just means if you're fit, you can play anything. But
yeah,
I suppose I just want to tell you a little bit about Siobhan. You know Siobhan well,
but
our few listeners mightn't. So I'm just going to read out what I have on Siobhan. And this is like, she's an amazing track record. Siobhan is a national school teacher in Ballyglass National School, where I went to myself, and great school and great set of teachers there. Nicola Linsky is the principal there, and Siobhan is vice principal, and all the gang there, and they do great work with them. But a big shout out to all the kids in Ballyglass National School and all in Ardrahan. So she's a middle distance and race walk and level 2 coach, coaching coordinator, secretary, and PRO with South Galway Athletics, which has gone from strength to strength.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. Yep. She's a European silver race walking official, and she's the Galway, this is amazing. She's the Galway senior men's manager. Yeah, unbelievable.
Fantastic.
And they won the national track and field in 2023. So we might hear a little bit about that. She has not 1, not 2, not 6, not 7, but 8 All-Ireland medals. Yeah. And
she
captain.
She's on that fantastic, I suppose, brigadier of St. Raphael's.
Yeah, first, Imelda Hovins was talking about last year. So I can't wait to hear what Siobhan has to say in terms of literally the athletics along with
and how it complements the sport.
So
without further ado, we'll welcome
Siobhan. Are you, Siobhan? How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Aoife. Hi, Martina.
How are you, Siobhan?
I am good. Thanks very much for having me.
I hope the head isn't getting too swell there with all that information, Aoife.
I'm telling you, I'm going, where did they get this stuff?
I was Googling all day.
No, we're very delighted to have you, Siobhan, and I suppose fitting in the week that's in it with International Women's
Week
Women's in Sport. And, you know, very important to be able to play the game of camogie, but very important to be able to move to play the game of camogie. And I suppose that's where your expertise comes in it. So when we discussed who we talk about, we said keep it local. And a better woman, you're either walking the track in Ballindurin, or you're running, or you're marshalling.
She's winning.
Or you're winning, exactly. So I'm so delighted to have you. Look, it's busy for everyone, so we won't keep you long. We'll get straight into it, Siobhan. So talk to us.
I suppose, Siobhan, give us a quick insight. A brilliant week, a weekend for Irish sport, women in sport, men in sport, the athletics. I take it you were looking at it.
I was. I went one step further, Aoife. I was actually over in Glasgow at the World
Athletics. Were you?
I was indeed. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. The whole family went, and I went with a few others from the club, and we had a brilliant time. Of course, we went over to support the Irish, but also we'd be big fans of a number of other female athletes that we went over to see. You might have seen the 400-metre final, Finn Cabal from the Netherlands, and Claver came second.
Claver, unreal.
Oh, unreal. And they're so different physically. You know, if you see the two of them, Finn Cabal is this tall, slight girl. Claver is all muscle. But last week, actually, I saw a video of Finn Cabal in training. And lads, if you saw what she was lifting, it was scary, you know, and she's the slightest thing. But no, it was absolutely fantastic. With our own Charlene Maudsley, you might have heard, she actually had made that final. And had she been in the final, she would have come fourth or fifth. And, you know, so athletics is very exciting for Irish female athletes at the moment. We have a fantastic, as you saw, the relay team came fifth, you know, which Charlene Maudsley was the fastest overall. She actually was faster than Finn Cabal in the relay final.
Imagine that.
You know, imagine that, like, you know. And Phil Healy's around a while. We adore Phil Healy, and she's very physically strong. We've Sophie Becker, and then we've the Harrison girl, who's both of her parents are actually sprint coaches with the Irish team. You mightn't be aware of that. Now, Charlene Maudsley herself is coached by a Gary Ryan. But it was amazing to be over there. It was amazing to see our Irish women. I saw Roisin Flanagan ran in the 3K. And She had a PB. She came 14th out of the 15. And now I'd know Roisin Flanagan down through the years, and it was amazing her run. While she didn't feature, you know, she actually had a PB. She had a PB.
Right.
We had, you know, Charlene Malls had a PB. And then, of course, our Sarah Lavin, who we all
absolutely adored.
She's unreal.
No, so consistent as well, Siobhan, in her times. Her times were so consistent.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. I saw her last year in Santry running in the National Seniors, and she went out and she won 60, she won the 100 metres, and then she went and won the 100 metre hurdles, you know. So the talent we have in Ireland at the moment is just amazing. And like, we had so many more weren't at the World Indoors. We have, of course, Ciara Mageean, who we all love. She's amazing.
Yes.
So, please God, she'll stay injury free now for the Olympics. And then we have Rashid Adeleke. Now, I've seen her up close running in Athlone indoor track about 3 years ago, and she is just amazing. Like, she holds currently our national 100, 200 and 400 metre record. Then we've Sarah Healy, who was also very unfortunate, who fell just coming up to the line. You might have seen that on Friday night.
Yeah, we did. Glued to it. Love it.
We mightn't have been there, Siobhan, but we were glued.
We were watching.
You're glued to it. She's something else. She is, you know, she's really going to be good. She is only 22, I think. 20, I think she's a year older than Mike Weeba. So again, we'd have often seen her run, and I often saw her run cross-country races. You know, so it's very exciting, athletics in Ireland. The week that's in it. Our female relay team did amazing out there. Roisin Flanagan had PB. Sarah Lavin makes the final, comes fifth. So it's all very, very exciting and very inspiring or inspirational for all
Absolutely.
The girls, you know,
exactly.
in Ireland, you know, and in our club. We had one girl with me, Orla Mannion, and she's hopefully, fingers crossed, now she'll get an international this year, but she's very close. And
they're local as well. That they set, like, when a girl like that is local and doing so well, it's inspiring the girls, as you said. And like, I suppose our pod is for like promotion of the game, but like the promotion of athletics, how would you say, Siobhan, down through the years, it has maybe changed, and how has it benefited the game of camogie, we'll say? Like, I know a lot of times people say, oh, athletics, you know, it was never a kind of a done thing, but now it's really become big. How would you say it benefits, you know what I'm saying, working alongside camogie training and athletics training?
Yeah. Well, if we look at athletics, like, what can you get from athletics? Okay, first of all, you know, look at it. What can you get from it for girls? What can you get from it for anyone? So if we look at girls and self, right? And then we'll break it into how can it help camogie. So obviously, you were talking there earlier, it develops fundamental skills. And like, what are our fundamental skills that we need for camogie? So obviously, we need them to run. We need them to be able to jump up and catch a ball, right? We need hand-eye coordination. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to twist and turn. We need to be able to run for 60 minutes non-stop.
Yeah.
So we need endurance. We need to be able to get to that ball first. So we have to be fast. So we need speed. And then obviously we're hitting a schlitter and a ball. We want to hit it as far as we can. We need to be strong. Okay.
Yeah.
So all of these skills you will learn in athletics, right? But of course, you know, they are slightly different for camogie, right? Okay. And, you know, everyone where you've been trained for a particular sport, you've been trained in different ways. Like, if I was to train a cross country runner, you know, I'll get them through 5 sessions in a week. But I think one key thing, very often we try to do too much in a camogie training session.
You're right.
We need just to focus on one thing per session.
One aspect. Yeah.
So let's say, I'll just give you my example with a cross-country runner. So I'll give them 5 sessions in a week. One will be a long run. The second one will be a tempo run. What I mean by a tempo run is that we'll be gradually getting faster as we go along, right? Then we'll do a speed session. So this is a session where we're doing just fast work, and it's not nonstop sprinting for an hour. It's not. It's right. Until you puke. No, that's not it.
I remember those days.
So it's not funny if you haven't puked at the side of the field.
I know. Well, we joke at an athlete there a few years ago, and he was a great lad for puking. God bless him. Michael was. And when he'd go to competitions, there was one round we're up in Athlone at a competition, and on the bend, Michael puked, and the whole event had to be stopped, you know. And it's now called Michael Bend, you know. But I hope he doesn't hear this. But, you know, it's not about that. It is that, you know, you have to have a set program of how you'll get them faster, you know.
Yeah.
you know, Camogie is short distances, you know, so you're talking short sprints, you're talking 30 meter sprints, you know, we'd call them flying 30s in athletics, where you'd stride 20 meters, sprint 30 meters, stride, and you'd repeat that 16 times, you know, with an interval break in between, you know, so that's your thing for speed. But strength then as well, you know, strength and conditioning is the big thing now, right?
Yeah, we keep talking about it and no one knows really what it is.
And nobody knows what it is, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Except the expert,
you know, back in when I played, which is, well, same time as Martina, but you're a little bit younger, Eva, right?
Shut up. Yeah, thanks, Siobhan. Dead right.
We got our strength and conditioning from farming, you know, we were out in the evening farming with I came from a house of five girls, so there was no lads, so we were out farming, so you know, when the cows were milked and the sheep were caught or whatever we had to do, you know, we got the hurl and the ball and we hit it against the side of the hay shed, and we did that every day. So another thing as well, you know, it is, you have to do a bit every day. You can't just turn up twice a week of training and think I'm going to make county, you know. We trained every single day at home as well as with the club or the county where we were training, you know. And not only that then as well, well, throughout when I was playing Camogie, I was always running as well. So was my sister Fanula, Martina No Fanula.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another girl on the team I always played with was Imelda Maher. So the three of us were always doing athletics. And funnily enough, and it was something I noticed as I became an athletics coach, lads I'd be training or girls I'd be training, I'd be saying, well, where do they play on the field? And they'd say, centre field. Very often your runner was picked for centre field because they would go up and down the field, you know.
Yeah.
So that in itself is a lesson to everyone. You know, if you want to be picked, get out there and run, you know, you're going to be fitter, you're going to be able to last the 60 minutes. I had a great lad actually, Job's his name, and he was a great Gaelic footballer, and he was in a club that didn't really have much football, or it was mainly a hurling club, and I was like, how are you making county, Joe, you know? And he goes, Siobhan, because of all the running we're doing, he says, the lads can't run like me, you know. Now he was a big tall lad as well and could jump up because he was doing athletics, and that really came through in it. And they used to say to him, how are you so fit compared to the rest of the lads? And he goes, well, I do
athletics,
you know. So but if we go back again, like the fundamentals, as I said there, for the girls in Camogie, when you go to a training session, you know, and coaches can be very enthusiastic, and we have to realize they're all volunteers,
true.
So you know, we can't expect everyone to be an expert overnight. But it is, in a training session, I would strongly recommend you pick one thing. So if you're five sessions in the week, I'll go back to my cross-country runner. You'll have to stop me. I keep wandering on here. But you're a cross-country runner. So we'll do a long run. We'll do a tempo run. We'll do two speed sessions. Okay. And we'll probably do a fartlek, which is you go slow, you go fast, you go slow, you go fast. Yeah. So, and you, of course, they have to have a certain mileage as well. You'll build up. But another key session we'll do is hills. Now, I'll go back to my day, right? I'll go back to my day when we were in
Good
Raphael.
Old days.
Yeah.
The good old days, Martina, right? And Aoife in Raphael. And we were very fortunate of the coaches we had. We had Sister Catherine, which she then became Catherine Clancy. She left the nuns. She was wonderful. And we had Cyril Farrell.
Yeah.
So Cyril Farrell and Catherine would have us in at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the hill at the back of the school, as Martina knows well, and
Aoife. It's still there.
Still it's there, and it's we still would, we dreaded it, but we did
hill work.
We did it, and we were in at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then the nuns would have soup ready for us afterwards, and then we tear off into school. But that was a big factor. Not only did it gave us speed. Like, you will get fast if you do hill work. Okay, now I know it's hard to get hills around the place. On pitches, right? You know, but hill work is very, very important. Now, again, they don't have to be 200 meters long. You know, a 50, 60 meter hill is quite sufficient, you know, and build that. That should be once a week a session, if possible. And by golly, will you be tough if you do hill work?
Oh, yeah. And it strengthens the legs as well. The leg power. Yeah.
Absolutely. Power. You know, you're a much better runner because to go up a hill, you have to lift the legs. And sprinters, for example, would do hill work. We do it in particular for our cross-country runners. But funnily enough, when you do hill work, if you're training a cross-country runner, in one session, you'll train them to run up the hill. It'll be a week later before you'll train them to run down the hill.
Oh,
okay.
Okay? So you won't do it all in one session,
No.
right? No. And then you'll have a third session where you'll teach them how to plateau, where you come off the hill and to be able to
Please,
keep
let me
going
out straight
afterwards.
into the flat
Okay?
then, yeah.
There's a lot to it. It's not just go out and run. You actually have to, in particular for cross country running, it's a particularly tough one, you know.
And Siobhan, would you be saying like that? Have you noticed a difference? Obviously, you're in a national school setting now, and I know the massive work that you do with Ballyglass National School. But would you notice a difference between, say, now and 10 years ago, even the difference in? Because I came up with that, I didn't come up with it. Like it's statistic that like 1 in 5 now can't run. So what can we do? Like.
No, we've quite a good few teachers there all involved in sports development in Ballyglass, which is fantastic.
Brilliant, yeah.
We all at lunchtime do different sports, which is brilliant. But yeah, I'll tell you now, so I was 15 years now in the primary school, and yes, I would see a difference. You can blame COVID if you want, you know, it's 4 years ago now, but
Yeah.
definitely, there was a reluctance. There is, to go out and do things, we're improving as we come along. But I would have to say I do think skill level has gone down in hurling and camogie. When we were doing it, there was very little other distractions,
Yeah, or other
right?
sports, yeah.
I literally had camogie and athletics, and
That was it.
we'd
And the
black and white
Fairman, don't forget the Fairman.
and a black and white television. Okay, so.
Oh, I know the feeling, yeah. Oh, geez, that you're making yourself. Oh, well, I don't know, but I was watching Home and Away in colour.
Not at 2 years of age, you weren't.
So there's so many other things they can do now. But you look at even the whole range of different clubs and societies that they are involved in
Yeah.
outside of school is brilliant, So we had only camogie, as such,
Yeah.
whereas they have other things they can do. What we can do in primary schools is we are, and it is the PE curriculum is actually very, very good, and there's been a big push and drive towards the fundamental skills.
Yeah.
So we
Great.
incorporate that in PE in school, we incorporate it in our training. And actually, I have to commend what you're after doing in our Drahan GAA. They're after hiring Mick, a lovely lad from Wexford, has
Oh,
come
yeah,
through.
CDO.
Brilliant.
The GDOs, I should say. They're
Yes,
brilliant.
he's
Fantastic. Yeah.
excellent. And he starts
Yeah.
off every session with the fundamental movements, which
Yeah.
is super. And then he'll bring in a skill and so on. And he keeps it very much fun. You have to keep it fun.
Oh, yeah. So important.
And they love a bit of crack and a bit of competition in every training session as well,
Yeah.
and like that though, but keep it to, don't try and teach them how to roll pick before they can hit it on the ground. Now, I know the
Please, as I
game,
said, they can't run before they need to walk first. Yeah.
that's exactly it. Now, I know the game has changed an awful lot since I played camogie, right? It's like
Yeah,
I
it's still the
remember
basics,
still the
though.
basics, Siobhan. It's still a very simple game. I think society in general has kind of changed it because you were talking about systems now and you're talking about plans and everything. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the skills and if you don't have the fast feet
And speed,
and
yeah.
speed, you have
And
nothing.
speed. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So
But I suppose, Siobhan, one of the things that definitely has changed in the game of hurling or camogie is the size of the hurl. Like the skills have stayed the same. Like, I mean, there's 150 odd skills in hurling, and it's like the fundamentals are still the same. But I suppose the size of the hurl, that's probably one thing that has
That has
changed,
changed, yeah.
big
You
time.
know,
Gee,
or
because
how we measure it.
we used to play with 34-inch hurls, like,
Yeah. 34,
Yeah.
36
Well,
inch
you did,
hurl.
and
'96,
96, you got a
you'd
hurl
rarely
and you
find a
just
man
bend
that'll
it.
use a 34-inch hurl now,
Yeah, exactly.
They're
Yeah.
gone so
And that's the
short.
argument that's out there that, what's the size of the hurl? Well, it's preference at the end of the day, but best practice when they're kids is you have them the proper length. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not to the hip anymore. A lot of people were thinking, and a lot of people are confused because when you look at the GAA website and stuff, it's like you'd nearly want a master's to work it because there's so much. It's literally a galaxy of information, and there's loads of really good resources on there. But I suppose it's hard to maneuver. And when something isn't simple, we tend to move away from it. You know what I mean? But yeah, the size of the hurl has changed. And you just put it down to the side of your leg now and shake hands with it. And hopefully that the kind of the hook part of the hurl
So
is up to your hand.
it's way shorter, So it doesn't suit for ground hurling, but ground hurling is practically gone,
It is unfortunate, and until coaches bring it back in, it'll be
It'll
a
die
dying
off.
skill,
Yeah.
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 They're not able to.
Like, even if you said to a child now, can you do a drop puck? They don't know what you're talking about,
You don't know what you're talking about, yeah?
My
No, they
fault.
haven't.
So
So
true.
true.
My
They think
fault
you're
now.
talking about rugby.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But all the work you're doing, and again, I know that you work in there in Ballindurran, and you know Declan Durrani works very well with you there, and Siobhan will be aware of this, but in Ballindurran they introduced an athletic development session, and Declan was to the fore there with the younger crew, and as a result of his coaching, we had a coaches' night, and Declan gave them a little bit of a brief and an introduction, 15 minutes on the fundamentals, but how to incorporate it into warm up and into the game. And as a result, now all of the coaches in the underage know it, and they're incorporating that now. So it's for the boys and the girls, it's now part of their session, and they understand the importance of the proper warm up, hand eye coordination. Throwing, jumping, running,
catching,
and they
kicking,
know how to do it properly.
And another thing you mentioned, Declan is excellent. He's with us a long time, so he is. And we have a group. We have 30 juvenile coaches.
Have you 30?
Oh, they're wonderful over there. They're so busy. You'll be over there with Kifa.
I know. We were over there tonight. And thanks, Siobhan, for coming on, because I know you're not long home from athletics. So.
That's our regular on a Wednesday. But, you know, you talk about there, though, about 1 in 5 can't run. You know, that's a big thing that could be brought into the training session in Camogie, is all the running drills. There's a whole set of running drills, and I do it in PE always in school, or when I do athletics in school with the children. And I have seen a huge improvement. So let's say I started with the kids in first class up and teaching these drills. And it's amazing. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, but over 2 or 3 years, I have seen children transform in the way they carry themselves and how they run. And there's so many simple tips you can give them as well in the Camogie session. As I said, you can do the whole set of drills that you would do, you know, from your high knees, your kick behinds, your A skips, B skips, your what you call straight leg kicks, your striding, you know, all of those drills. And you will see it in time. Also as well, how do you hold your hands when you're running? That's a huge thing. I remember years ago, I was in a different school and I had... God, a young dad, he was a great hurler, and he's now, I think, on a Galway senior panel. And Mark Kennedy. Do you know Mark? Mark Kennedy was super fast. He was so fast as a young lad. But the way he ran, it was like as if he was always going to catch a slither, right? Okay. But I was going, God, if I could get my hands on him now and train him for 6 months, I'd make a mighty sprinter out of him. But brought him into the county sports and he won it by a mile. You know? He had serious speed.
Some are natural, though, aren't they? Naturally born with
He was sixth class at the time. He had so much speed, but his running style was appalling. And if he was, how good he could have got, you know, no, I'm sure he's a very, very good runner now. I haven't seen the young lad in years, but he's no longer a young lad, he's a young man. But, you know, he had such speed. And had such potential, you know. But he's obviously a very good hurler now. But I'll quote Gerry Kiernan. Do you know the great Gerry Kiernan, Lord? He coached my sister Fionnuala for 8 years in Dublin, and he'd say to he actually played minor football with Kerry. Now there's a bit of information nobody knows.
Did you Google that, did you?
I didn't.
Right. But Gerry Kieran.
He's always Googling, you see. I just have it. Naturally.
Don't mind her. I've nothing here. I've no utensils.
But Gerry Kieran would say Manny's good athlete was ruined by the GA, because they went to the GA. But that's the preference in Ireland. That is the number one preference. Absolutely. I see it here in my own house. My young lad, you know, he wants to hurl, you know, he's great ability in athletics, but he, you know, that's all the lads are doing it. That's what they want
to
do.
He's a race walker, Siobhan, isn't he?
Sean, the eldest lad. Yeah, he's doing the leaving at the moment now. So the next lad is doing race walking. And then my eldest Grieve runs a good bit as well. But, you know, even if we go back to the girls in sport, you know, because Grieve is my eldest, right? And she played Camogie. For a while, and broke my heart. She said, "I don't want to do it anymore," and I devastated her. But anyway, we let her off, and she focused on running. You know, and what that did for her, you know, this is what I want. Another message I want to get across for young girls is, you know, it gave her, it boosts so much her self esteem.
Yeah,
it gave her great resilience in life, right? Because she became a different person when she was at an athletics competition. So she would have been very quiet when she was younger. I had a teacher brought me in once and said, "Can she talk?" She wouldn't speak, you know. She was so quiet, right?
Yeah.
But what athletics did for her, it was her own little world. I remember a relation of mine went to an event once to see her run, and she was like, she's a different person. This, my God, she's so out of herself, you know. So athletics or sport of any kind, because there's an ad on the television now, I'm sure you've seen it,
Socially, oh, it's brilliant.
about one in five girls. It's brilliant. It's very effective.
Yeah, where they drop off
Sport.
is that the
Stop the
Elliot's one?
drop.
Stop the drop.
Stop the drop. The
Yeah, you know,
big
it's a
hill
very good
of
ad.
stuff.
But you know, if girls could just realize, if we can get the message across that, you know, you're going to develop the fundamental skills for whatever sport you're doing, right? It's good for your long-term health. It's equality. We'll get equality in sport. You know, we've been long enough fighting for it,
You keep at
socially,
it.
And
Right?
socially as well.
Socially, you make friends for life. Best friends I
Absolutely.
ever made was through Camogie.
Worse, yeah.
Martina, no, I played with Martina
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
UCG.
In
We
junior,
overlapped
yeah.
for a
I
year in
remember
Galway,
in UIG, that's right, yeah. You were probably on your 8th year in college at that stage. The Danes were always renowned for doing another course, or a PhD, or a PPHHD, but you were always there because
or
you
an
remember.
A, B, C, D, E,
But
F,
Fionnuala
G.
was big into the science. Am I right, Siobhan?
That's right, Fionnuala
Yeah,
did a
see?
PhD in biochemistry. You're dead
Lots of them.
right.
Do you remember somewhere in college
I have
days?
a great memory.
Ah, she does.
It was
But
so
here,
great.
Siobhan, have you any story on her? Have you any story on
I
Netflix?
agree.
Because I have plenty.
No. We went on a great trip to Belfast. Do you remember That's
that one?
right. Well, I'll never forget it because the bus nearly went without me because I went missing. But I was found somewhere anyhow. I was all right. I was
I was on a bus a few years ago going to
all
some event with school, and the driver goes,
right, Siobhan. They were good days, weren't they? We were
he
very
said,
innocent.
I think I
Is she
recognize.
gone? Oh,
Are
she's
we
back.
on?
You're back.
Are we back?
No, you're
No,
okay. You're
no,
okay.
I, yeah, I, the bus driver was going, I think I brought you to Belfast once, and I was like, no, different person, different person.
My sister, my sister.
Yeah, my sister.
I suppose. Go on,
But
sorry, Siobhan.
yeah, go ahead, Martina. No,
No,
yeah.
just said from this conversation, it's so complimenting what you're saying because at the end of the day,
Excuse me.
it's the same underlying fundamentals that
Principles,
if you
yeah.
don't, if you can't be agile, if you don't have your balance and your coordination and your combination of speed, you know, I just came from a county under 16 training tonight, Siobhan, and like
Yeah.
that, we were doing our basic warm up and we were incorporating all of those. And it was like I kept saying to them, complimenting them, you just need those dancer's feet, those fast feet, light on your feet, so that the 20 meter sprint, as you said, or the 30 meter, the
You're
length
out in
that you'll be doing
front.
it, that you're out in front. And
You're out in
able
front.
to get the hands coordination everything
Yeah.
and it's so true that the athletics does complement that in every way so if there is an athletics club to all those players around join it because if anything it complements it doesn't
Well,
it
we'll say the South Galway Athletics Club
well South
is
Galway
the
Athletics
numero uno, isn't it,
oh yeah
Siobhan? We can move on.
there's a long list so to any of you out there it's you better
Yeah,
join
no, any club at all.
and
Join
no to any club yeah
any club,
proper and local as well yeah
any athletics club. No, it is. It's very, very important for girls. You know, it
Yeah.
really is. You know, they talk of the drop off from sport. There is a huge drop off with boys as well. Huge
There
drop off.
is, yeah.
But no, there's an event there as well for everyone, and it's
Yeah.
in all shapes and sizes. You know, even interestingly, at the World Athletics at the weekend, right? You know, the sprinters come out and they're all muscle. Okay, then your middle distance runners come out and they're the tiny, skinniest little articles, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you know your pole vaulters come out and they've got shoulders on you now. You wouldn't want to get a shoulder from them in a hurling match, right?
Yeah.
And you know, then you have your shot putters. But do you know who's the fastest athlete of all? It's your shot putter. The speed at which a shot putter has to spin, they actually are the fastest moving athlete. You wouldn't have thought that, you know? So, you know, people get misconceptions. Are we there?
You gone from a Siobhan?
Are we gone? Can
Just
you
a
hear
little
me now?
bit of no, we're back.
Oh,
No,
we're
you're
back
back. We're
again.
back
Back
again. We're
again.
back
I
again.
was
Just
just
saying
seeing they're
the
gonna
shot
have to be.
putters.
Let's go.
The shot putters, I was saying, did you get that bit? That
Yeah,
they are
the
actually
fastest. They're just,
the
yeah, you were
fastest
saying
athlete.
that.
But the point
Oh.
about all shapes and sizes, like it was amazing to see from your middle distance runner to your pole vaulter to your shot, you know, your sprinter, they're all different shapes and sizes, you know. So don't even, I don't want girls to think, you know, you have to be a certain
Be
figure or
certain,
anything,
yeah. But
you know.
that's brilliant. And you said earlier on as well, Siobhan, about the resilience because like no more than I suppose when you're hurling, it does build resilience because not everyone can be a winner. And you go
Yeah.
to athletics and there's always only first, second, and third. But you know what? I see even there, my own little lad, Irla, like he loves athletics and he doesn't really ever win anything, but he just stays going.
Yeah.
Do you know, because he loves it, meeting the lads, and it's just a bit of crack and a bit of fun. And it's
Yeah.
good for their hurling and it's good for their
Yeah.
camogie.
And as well, I actually had a parent texted me recently after the county indoors, right? And she said,
Yes.
look, my kids didn't come anywhere. Should they stay at it? And I was like, of course they should stay at
Absolutely.
it. You know, with athletics, you know, you progress in very small steps, but you will progress. And I gave her actually the example of my own daughter. When she first started going to county finals, she was coming seventh, eighth, right? But she kept at it. And then she eventually, next thing she was fourth. The next thing, I'll never forget the first day we're up at the Connacht's in Sligo. And the next thing she burst through and she won a bronze medal and everybody was going, where did
Oh,
that come out
brilliant.
of?
Yeah,
You know? And
fantastic.
then the next thing, she was winning Galway's and she was winning Connacht's, you know? But it took 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah, it's all development, sure, yeah.
And
Athletic development
so
throughout, yeah.
athletic development. And the same if you're playing camogie, you know,
Absolutely.
it really, and as well too, not to get disappointed, I know when we were playing, right, I would have played, let's say, under 14, under 16 county. I got as far as junior. I didn't get any further. You know, so many that were playing, making teams under 14, under 16, didn't make it senior. Girls
Yeah.
that didn't make under 14, under 16, did make senior. So
Yeah.
we all develop at different stages.
Different stages,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was, even before I come on the call, I was trying to think of the girls who played County Minor with me. We won in All-Ireland in 1988. And I was trying to think, how many of them actually went
Went
on and
on.
played senior? And I could only think of one, and it was Imelda Maher. You know, the rest of us, actually, we all played minor for a good few years and probably played a bit of county junior. But, and, you know, we went on and played club senior, and Martina Harkin annihilated us. Shamrocks in county
Good
finals.
for you,
Oh,
good girl.
Siobhan,
I knew
Siobhan,
Martina
Siobhan.
wouldn't bring it up, but it's still a
I
story.
would never bring it up. I'm very modest when it comes to the game.
Don't
I'm the
worry,
quiet
we'll
one.
bring it in some
Oh,
night.
we'll bring it in some night. But I do get exactly what you're saying. It's so true that you've played and then all of a sudden the drop off. Do you know what I mean?
There was
And
a
whereas
drop-off even back then.
now you've got all these academies and all these development teams, and some of those girls in these academies and development teams don't go on to represent their county. And that's just the game, unfortunately. Before we let you go, if you were to give a young girl advice who is playing sport, obviously, let it be camogie or let it be football, when it comes to development or athletic development, what would you ask them to work on, Siobhan? On anything to maybe improve their speed or improve the game or to get them to match tempo in today's modern game, what would you ask them to work on?
I suppose there's a number of things. There's a number of things, but you know, they have to want to do it. They have to have it in them that they want to improve. We can fool ourselves and keep tipping along, but you have to put in hard work. Okay. Right. If you want to achieve to a high level that
you have to work
you know,
hard.
You have to work hard. You have to want to do it. When we were in college, actually in Camogie, I keep going back to the college, but there was a Professor Lee. And I remember going out to play the Ashbourne All-Ireland final. And I remember she saying to us, girls, you have to want to win, you know. So you have to have that want and desire in you. You know, I can give you other examples. Hunger, you know, and to want to do well. It's no matter what you're doing in life. If you're going to succeed, you have to actually have that desire in you and you want to do well. And don't think it's just going to land at your feet. So there is hard work involved, but if you put it in, you will succeed.
Absolutely.
You will succeed. I've loads of examples of people I've played with down through the year, and they work so hard and they
work
succeed.
Hard. Yeah.
Don't expect miracles. You know, it doesn't happen overnight.
Absolutely.
And, you know, always be willing to take advice from people. You
and
know,
to not take it personally all
not,
of the time.
Yeah,
all for the betterment.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't take it personally. People are actually genuinely trying to improve you, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
They are. Now, of course, it is very important as a coach how you delivered that message.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right?
It's how you say it rather than what you say.
Yeah, so you have to have the desire and the passion to want to improve. You have to work hard. You have to be willing to take advice. And then if we look, what do you need to do? You do need to practice every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Even for a few
I'm
minutes.
Not talking... You know, if it's camogie, you do need to have that hurl and the schlitter in the hand. Now, as I said, I know I'm a big fan of athletics and what have you, but yet when we were doing all our fitness training for camogie, the hurl and the schlitter was always in our
always
hand.
In your hand. Yeah, so true.
You know, you didn't drop the hurl. You didn't. The hurl was actually, when we were being trained, and I was very fortunate again down through the years to have great girls that I played with others way better than I ever was. I was given certain jobs to do that was required, but I was by no means the star on any team at any stage. I was very fortunate, the group of girls I happened to end up with, and I was very fortunate the coaches I had.
Yeah.
You know, like it started off with Cyril Farrell and Sister Catherine, and then I had Tony Regan when I was in college. But at a county level, we had a lovely girl called Isabel McGee. She was from Salt Hill, who was our coach when we were minor. You probably don't even know who she
no,
is.
No, I wouldn't know.
You know, and Rory was another lad. And they were brilliant coaches, you know, and they were positive to us, you know, and encouraging. Yeah. So train every day. You have to do a bit every day.
Do something.
If you want to be a good camogie, puck it against the wall or drag out your brother or sister or drag out your mother and your father. Yeah. Our father used to go out in the field when he finished the farm in the evening, and Martina would drive out.
I remember your father, the Lord of Mercy on me, and he used to be always there and he'd follow us. I remember actually being at some occasion and we had great crack with your dad, blowing gurching for some event, but that's about 30 years ago anyhow. Yeah. But as you said, if you were ever late, it was because your father was always doing the bit of farming and you hadn't the lift until he could bring you to training. Yeah.
And he was probably bringing half the team.
Don't you know? Well, but, great words of advice there, Siobhan. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And Siobhan, for someone that's so highly qualified in, you know, the athletics field, just we really appreciate you coming on and all the work that you're doing in the locality, in the school, in Ballyglass, in Ardrahan and in the South Galway Athletics Club. And it really is, it will bear fruit. It might take, as you said, it might take a while, but Galway Camogie, Galway Hurling is in a better place because of your
athletics,
training.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks very much. As I said, now there's a whole crew there. It's
not I know that.
I know. You're only down the road from us. We're neighbours. We're club colleagues as such. And it's fantastic, Siobhan, all the work. And don't ever think that it doesn't go unnoticed, because it does. You're a wonderful advocate. Keep it up. And I enjoyed the memories and a little bit trip down memory lane there during the days.
And the less said, the better, Martina.
The less said, the better. We'll meet and we'll chat about that trip to Belfast. Listen to me. Thanks a million.
We'll talk soon.
And well done on all your achievements, and keep up the good work and keep the flag flying for athletics. Well done, Siobhan.
And we'll be keeping an eye out. We'll be keeping an eye out, Siobhan, because Siobhan is the judge for the European.
That's right, yes. So we'll be keeping an eye out
for that.
So if you ever get the microphone, you can say a shout out to the Maroon and White there.
The Maroon and White.
Definitely will.
Thanks a million, Siobhan.
Take
care.
You're
very welcome. Thanks, ladies.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
Bye. I am sure.
Wonderful.
Now all of the students in Ballyglass will be all excited.
Of course.
I was telling them Miss Kelleher is going to be coming on.
But you know what, Aoife, I really enjoyed that chat with Siobhan, because
it's a different insight.
She brought it back to basics, that if we don't have the fundamentals, you've girls, and we know down through the years, even ourselves, we had natural ability because of things that we were doing from home. We were working at home.
But I'll always say it, and one of the best coaches I ever had was Damien Coleman.
Oh, absolutely.
He was ahead of his game with strength and condition.
How many
years ago? It was ladders. There was everything.
It was around 2003, 2004.
Even before that.
And he was wonderful.
He was so far ahead of his game, and I suppose
he was, because he'd invested time into the whole S&C.
But he was into athletics.
When it was non-existent.
Yeah.
But he was into athletics.
That's probably the first time I heard kind of S&C, and with Jamie Coleman and all that time, and all the training that he did with us, it
didn't go unnoticed. And until players and athletes realize that when you do a drill in a ladder, it's not just for the sake of
doing the ladders.
It's exactly it. It's all to bring you on and make you a better player.
Well, that is for sure. So thanks a million.
I suppose we have to acknowledge Women in Sport Week.
Absolutely, and the great week that was with the athletics, and it was great to go on talking about that.
I have you, Aoife, before we go. Aoife was involved in Abbottstown in Dublin last week, and a very interesting program that she actually delivered was the Manaw program. But maybe you'd give us a minute or two summary of it.
So
not 5 minutes, Aoife.
No,
one minute. So you're on the clock.
1 minute. Talk to me.
Let's
quick.
Go.
So
the MNA Manaw.
Okay.
What does it mean?
Obviously, it means woman in Irish, but Manaw means. Now you see, I was listening in Irish class.
Motivate,
nurture and aspire.
Okay.
So, but the whole idea, it's like the Hurl With Me program. So it's getting like ladies that haven't really played hurling in a long, long time or haven't played ever.
At all.
To get them out. So basically I was delivering with Derek Cribbins up in Abbottstown to these women that are going to go out to the clubs and be the mentors.
Yes.
So shout out to actually Claire Burke from Anna Down. She was up there and made great pals with her on the day, and all to the other ladies that were from around Kilkenny and Wexford and Dublin and all around. But basically, it's a program and initiative for social camogie, so that in a couple of months time, when, like, obviously they're going to get together in the next couple of weeks in their clubs, mm-hmm. and these women will come together as a social kind of gathering, like, yeah. camogie, learning again the fundamentals of the sport. And then in June, July, they'll have a Manoa Day for all of the Manoa programs around Brilliant. Ireland come together, and really hoping that Liam Clancy can work his magic and Shauna Fox up in Croke Park and try and get the ladies yeah. to get the Manoa program up to Croke Park. Wouldn't it be something else
yeah,
if
women.
You could look out and you see there's my mommy playing in Croke Park yeah. and I want to aspire to that.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
it's for women that haven't really played camogie or haven't played it in years and years, coming together as a social group and just having a bit of crack, and to get away from the kitchen sink, to get away from the homework, to get just an exercise.
That's exactly
but that's it. So yeah, keep an eye out that. All the clubs that I loved facilitating it there with your equipment, and it was really, really good. It was given the introduction to coaching in Gaelic games. So yeah, really, really enjoyed it.
That's fantastic.
So that was kind of my Manoa
well, that was brilliant
part for the week. Yeah.
So I suppose
that's kind of it
to the end.
Yeah.
Look at I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm glad that Siobhan joined us. I think that she spoke wonderfully so truthfully about how important being part of athletics or getting involved in the athletic development complements any sport.
Obviously, that's
our thing, but any sport. And even for the social aspect, get down to your running track, meet up with a few people and give it a go.
And while the kids are at athletics, you could be
you
out doing
out
your 5K.
Your own walk as well.
I do know that Behe Club, they go to South Galway Athletics Club as well, but they have worked in tandem with Siobhan and all of the coaches down in South Galway Athletics Club, and it's really, really shown in their hurling and camogie. Yeah.
But
you know,
we see it ourselves,
but they're really buying into it. They don't clash the training, they work in tandem together, because you know the way sometimes they say, there's athletics on that day, oh yeah, sure, doesn't matter, they'll be hurling anyway.
Yeah.
But like, if you can try and get to your local athletics club, whether it's South Galway or Crahol or Galway City Harriers or wherever, and to thank all of the coaches and volunteers that work tirelessly in athletics, and to say thanks that it is helping promote our game.
Yeah.
So that's
so,
it, my friend.
Looking ahead to next week, Galway will be out next week. I wish St. Rayfields and Bess in the junior.
She's at it again.
In the junior B. I'm not at it again. She told me that if I didn't mention them, she was going to mention
no,
them.
No, obviously you have to.
Best wishes to all schools that are finishing off in the junior championship. And it's goodbye from me, my friend.
And goodbye from me.
And don't forget, shout out to Galway or the Maroon and White podcast. Get your friends to subscribe, and we look forward to our chats again
next week.
All right. God bless everyone. Thanks a million.
Thanks, everyone.
Take
care. Talk to you next week.
Bye.